Good afternoon. 1:24 p.m. to be precise, on May the 8th, 2012. I'm out in the afternoon. This morning I'm glad that I wasn't walking this morning because we had difficulty with transportation again. So I would have had to do something to run home in the middle of my walk if I'd gone when I planned at 7 o'clock. And before I knew it, the day has gone. It's been one of those days. I've got a lot of work done today. I've been working on Captain Share. I've done probably 50 pages of edits today on Captain Share. I'm a third of the way through the book. I haven't sent it off to Ryden yet. I'm kind of holding off. They've got some work that they're supposed to be doing, and I don't want to distract them from that work by giving them different work. So the book is up. It's up in paper. It's up in ebook. I think it's on Nook. It probably still hasn't shown up on Kobo or Sony yet, but we'll get there. We'll get there. This morning I talked to Owen One Eye for his podcast on View from Valhalla. He had four questions for me. He's going to do the podcast of the Ravenwood review. And so we talked about Ravenwood, and I won't spoil it by saying what we talked about. Just keep an eye open for it. Ah, it's a gorgeous day. It's after yesterday's rain, and it did rain. It rained pretty much whole day. It was a very soggy day. There was it didn't rain heavy, but it rained constantly all day long. It was a good soaker, and everything got soaked. So I'm just as glad I didn't try to go out and walk in it. I made chicken soup for supper. It was so cold and raw yesterday that it was a good day for chicken soup, so I made chicken soup. And then today, I don't know what I'm going to do today. It's either leftover chicken soup, because I made a big pot, or, oh, I've got some chicken I can grill. I might grill some chicken. That would be good. Mashed potatoes. Yes, I think so. Okay, well, that decision make. So yeah, busy day. Gosh, I almost didn't. It's like, oh, do I want to interrupt this flow and go out? And the answer is yes. Yes, I do, because I need to get the walk in. I didn't walk yesterday, and if I don't do it right now, it won't get done today. So I put everything down. I didn't even have lunch yet. I need to have lunch. I'm so hungry. It's silly how hungry I am. And I get a piece of fruit or some carrots or something when I get back to the house. Because I don't have very much time between the time I get back and the time I have to go pick up kids from school again. So that'll be just a snack to tide me over until dinner time, I think. It's okay, I had a big breakfast this morning. I'll be fine. It's warm. I won't want to be making these midday romps too awful much longer. The midday heat is... Wow, now that dude is low. Thank you. that's one of the large. Was it? Oh, no kidding. Guy just riding by on his bicycle said that was the president. It could be. It looked like a 747, but it was not on the normal flight path. It was quite low in the sky. I didn't realize he was in Colorado today. It could have been Air Force One. It was. Low enough. So what else am I thinking about today? It was interesting to go back and think about Ravenwood and Zephyr's Call and the Hermit as a unit. It talks a little bit about what Zephyr's Call is going to have in it. Because Odin only listens to the daily here. Every once in a while he doesn't listen to it every day. I'm not that interesting. So I'm fine with the catch-as-catch-can. Oh yeah, I think I'll listen to Nate today and listen to him blather. But he didn't realize that Ravenwood is actually the product of three separate challenges for that one NaNoWriMo. The first and the most public being the Mighty Mer speed challenge. And then the challenge to write a woman main character. And then the challenge to write fantasy. Those are three separate challenges from three separate individuals. And while the Mer challenge happened publicly on Twitter, the others didn't. So I won't out the people who challenged me for those. Nice muffler, I'm impressed. Beautiful day. So it was interesting. It's like it was really quite fresh. It was one of the ways to go back and think about. I mean, he asked questions like, "Did I come up with the plot?" And no. Other than the standard quest plot, which I needed to twist in order to make it to my kind of story, it's really the characters and the setting, and it unfolded. But I think that's true of everything that I've done that's any good. That's been characters and setting. And the plot is what happens when the characters meet in a setting. Sometimes I have to make up characters on the fly. Sometimes the characters I make up on the fly tell me stories that are not what I expected. Cheerleader story that I wrote for the Dean Wesley Smith exercise in writing in Oregon. One of those where I didn't really know where that story was going. I just knew it was her story and I told it. It was cool. I need more of those. I need more. Yes, more would be good. Okay, the long eastward reach. I just made the turn. Sun's not in my eyes anymore. It's still pretty warm. not quite 70, so it's not like it's boiling out here, but it won't be long before it is. This time of year, it's hard to remember that. And see, this is May. In a month, walking 2 miles outdoors at noon would be potentially life-threatening. So I have to be a little bit more circumspect, a little more diligent about making the walks early in the day. Of course, by then, kids will be out of school. There won't be all the running around during the day. Particularly in the morning, because for the most part, the kids are night owls. They tend to stay up late, sleep late. Not necessarily the best of plans, but it seems to work for us okay. Younger daughters stay on Monday, the rainy, rainy Monday, in school suspension. Turned out to be less punishment as gift, which is ironic in its own way, because they put her in a room, she and her little buddy, who also left school. They put her in a room with a supervisor and gave her all her overdue assignments and said, "Here you go. Do them." And she did. So at the end of the day, and it was a short day to begin with, it was a early release day, so she got out at, I want to say, 3 o'clock? 2:30 instead of 4? So it must be like something like that, 2:30 instead of 4. And turned in a whole mass of homework that she was overdue on. So, in a lot of ways, it was a favor and helped her out a great deal in a lot of different ways, which I find to be amusing. So there's been a lot of feedback on the garden shed idea. A lot of suggestions. I like them. Keep them coming. I may not use any of them, but I like the idea. Like, I've been thinking about it a lot. It's like, would I use it? Would I go out? I mean, I built this stand-up desk, and I go in there like an hour every other month. Trying to think of what I need to do in order to use it more frequently. That's an interesting bird sound. I know most of the common birds. And sparrows and house sparrows and chippers and we have chickadees once in a while. We had a chickadee giving his territorial call the other day, which is unusual because you don't usually hear that down here, more in the mountains. So some chickadee has decided that this is a good place to set up housekeeping. Black red-winged blackbirds and the grackles. Morning doves. Occasionally we'll hear a rail. At night there's owls. What I'm hearing mostly now is house sparrows and grackles. Morning, Dove. Another one of those days when I'm not very talkative. Just sort of wandering along in the moment. Thinking about what it would be like to have a little shed outside. One of the things that I saw when I was in Maine was that, and I took some pictures of it while I was there. I think I posted them. There was a carriage house, an old carriage house that belonged to one of the farm buildings there. And it had been redone inside, completely finished off with wallpaper and chintz curtains and the whole bit. And it was small. It was probably 10 by 12. Not much wider than a barn door. Not much more than two stalls deep, so it was probably a carriage house at one point. But it was beautiful. It was set in the woods. It was set off on the corner of the property, the corner of the lawn. Looked great. Aha! Yes, the rain yesterday did a bit of scour work on the riprap here. I just made the turn northward along the park. Tuesday in the park with George, although I don't see George anywhere. The riprap that they laid down there has been scoured out, all the water running through, falling off the riprap and into the soft soil behind and washed the soil away. It doesn't happen that often here, that's the thing. Because we're in a near desert with 12 inches of precipitation a year, it doesn't rain that much here. With a toddler over at the park. She's on her phone. He's running around. Or she's running around. It's kind of hard to tell with the toddlers. Toddling about. It's bright, I'll give it that. It's very bright. The sun, she shines. I'm going to be glad to get back inside where it's cool and dark. Although I won't be able to see anything for 20 minutes, probably. Oh, it's a downfall. They got dark colored cats. They got a dark gray and a black cat, and they hide in the shadows. I never used to really consider it before, but it's true. They find dark places and hide in them. And the speckled cat, the tabby, doesn't do that. But the dark cats do, and I thought that was a fascinating insight into cat thinking. Both the dark gray and the black cat hide in dark spots. The tabby cat doesn't. He lays in the sun. Can't blame him for that, I suppose. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. Perhaps I'll talk to you then.